In Northwest news, from KPLU, Royal Dutch Shell's Polar Pioneer oil rig has arrived in Puget Sound. The bright yellow drilling machine took its place at Terminal 5 in West Seattle Thursday afternoon, accompanied by local tugs. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe was on the scene and says lots of people were taking time out of their normal routines just to check it out and wondering about all the noise it brought with it.
You could see it from Seattle's waterfront viaduct as it sailed through toward Terminal 5. And as the Polar Pioneer moved into its berth near the West Seattle Bridge, a large and loud Coast Guard helicopter circled overhead, and dozens of people came out to watch from the shorelines.
It's huge. I never realized those oil rigs were that big.
Suzanne Michaelbus called it fantastic. She joined a bunch of other people in a pocket park to watch Shell's floating drill come in. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
It's really fascinating, been watching this thing move.
Others wondered about the cost of all the security, since activists have come from around the country to join the flotillas of protesters in kayaks, and everyone needs protection. Others near the West Seattle Foot Ferry said all this fuss is because the Seattle port's Terminal 5 has been vacant for too long. It's big enough for several oil rigs, says Tim Forche, and Shell is the only one willing to pay enough.
I'm sure the city would have listened to anything somebody offered, and nobody was. These are the only people that ponied up any dollars, so.
But now that the city and the port commissioners have questioned Shell's permit, some in the maritime community are worried that hundreds of good jobs won't materialize. That's not stopping the dozens of groups and campaigns who are joining Greenpeace on the water. They say they're determined to stop the rig from going to the Arctic. Their battle in Seattle will take place in West Seattle with coordinated protests all weekend long alongside that new rig in Terminal 5. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
The epicenter of the kayaktivist protest is Jack Block Park and the waterfront Seacrest Park just north of it on Harbor Avenue Southwest.